welcome to Gather Together, and I'm your host, Katie King.
And I'm Gretel.
And we are back with episode 2. Today we are going to be talking about parenting and just kind of touching on all of that. Discipline, expectations, why is parenting so hard, and different seasons of what parenting can look like. So let's go ahead and just jump right in to today's episode. First, and like to get this started, if you didn't listen to our episode last week, I have 4 kids from 9, 7, 4, 2. Wait, did I say I have 4 kids?
I have 5 kids. One's cooking.
One is in my stomach. So 9, 7, 4, 2. One on the way, due in June. And so I feel like experience with smaller kids. Gretel, on the other hand, what are your kids' ages?
So 13, just turned 13. And my middle baby, she's a girl, and she will be 9 in a few days. She's every day, she's like, my birthday's in 5 days, 4 days, 3 days. And then I have a toddler, 3.5-year-old. So all the stages of childhood right now.
Yeah. I'm definitely not looking forward to those teenage years.
Listen, he's already at the place where he's like, can I stay home? Can I be in my room?
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, he doesn't want to participate anymore. He's got his own life. Like, we're just here.
Yeah. You provide the house and the food.
Right.
And that's it.
Right. That's his, literally, mom, what's for lunch? What's for dinner? What's for breakfast? That's the gist of our conversations right
that's
now.
That's so funny. Yeah. So I feel like we 100% do not have it together, but I would like to think that we have learned a little bit along the way.
A little bit.
A little. It definitely goes through seasons with parenting. So I guess let's just kind of touch on what season we feel like we're in right now.
Okay.
So for me, if you did not see my Facebook post, parenting is pretty rough right now. Just because, like, I feel like a lot of it's my fault because I am, like, on edge. I'm pregnant with baby number 5. I'm, you know, snapping at everything.
Right.
But I do feel like the kids' ages that they are, they're trying to test what they can get away with.
Right.
Riley definitely went through that. She's 9. She still does sometimes, but she's gotten better at that. But I feel like that's why it's just so difficult right now, because it's like, they're learning a lot in this age that they are, in this season. And it's like, let me just see what I can get away with. Let me see how far I can push.
Right.
You know, to kind of know my boundaries. Mm. And for me, that makes me snap real quick.
Right.
Because in my head, I'm like, you should already know.
Right.
You're 7. You've only been alive for 7 years. You should know that, you know, it's not true.
Right.
But that's
right.
Where my head goes. So for me, the stage I'm in of it being rough right now, I feel like is a lot on me. So, I definitely, like I said, feel like I will take that responsibility of the season that we're in of it being difficult because my expectations are so high.
Right.
For some reason. I don't know why, honestly. But it is, like, super hard. And I feel like every parent has felt, like, these times it's hard, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I feel like for us, it is. Like, they learn so much at school, on devices.
Right.
Watching YouTube, listening to songs. They learn so much at such a young age. And so it is very difficult to try and keep them in line, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
On a path that you would prefer them to take.
Right.
With all of this stuff coming at them. So a lot of it is like, I parent in a certain way because I'm scared of how they're going to turn out.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's another thing that I definitely know the Lord is like walking me through, because I, a lot of times, will parent in fear of, well, I need to do this so they don't turn out like this.
Right.
So that's just kind of the season I'm in. What about you?
So for me, right now, it's really just learning how to navigate. I think I touched on it a little bit last episode, but like how to navigate. I'm teaching a toddler, like, no, don't touch that. Come here. Do like like you're saying, that's the testing age right now. And so like, then I'm jumping 10 years down the road with Noah. He's a teenager. He is responsible. He is independent. He can stay home. Like, it's just a whole different world. And then in between the two boys, I have Evelyn, who, you know, I've never mothered a daughter before. So everything with her is just new as it comes. At least with John David, I can recall Noah's childhood or whatever.
Yeah.
But with Evelyn, you know, having a little girl is a little difficult sometimes. She has a lot of like emotions. She's very competitive. She's not like the boys.
Yeah.
She's like, she cried the other day because she got a quote unquote low grade. Mind you, she's all A's right now.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm not going to get into college if I keep getting these low grades. I was like, you've gotten one low grade. One.
And you're nine.
And you're nine. So, or really eight. She ain't even nine
yet. Right, right.
But so like, that's the season that I'm in. It's hard. It's almost like I have to turn off a switch and turn on a new switch. Like if I'm dealing with John David, I have to remember like, he's only three.
Yeah.
And then if I'm dealing with Noah, I have to up the game. Like he is 13. He can do this and this. Like he does not need to be treated like the 8 and 3 year old of the house. And then finding a balance for Evelyn, me and Jonathan, it's not a joke, but we kind of joke around in a sense of like Evelyn can be the forgotten child because she really is easy and doesn't like, she does her stuff. You don't have to tell her, whatever. To where the boys, it's like, God bless. But really, that's kind of the season right now is just having to like, how do I juggle and navigate each stage that they're in? And then something that you just said that's similar for me is like parenting out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my parenting or disciplining for them is going to come from like either fear of my own childhood being repeated in them or fear of the future that if I'm not doing X, Y, or Z for them, they may turn out a certain kind of way.
I didn't even think about that, about parenting in ways that you didn't want your childhood repeated or, you know, things that you did or whatever.
Right.
That's the same, I feel like, for me. Or like, I'm not going to do this because my parents did this.
Right.
You know, and my mom tells me all the time, she's like, I'm so glad y'all are learning, you know, how to parent quicker than I did.
Right.
I'm like, listen, I'm still over here screaming and yelling and struggling. Losing my mind.
Right.
Still but struggling. For her, she's like, oh, wow, you're doing so much better. And we always think, we can always look at other people and be like, you're doing so much better than me.
Right.
But everyone's doing the best they can.
Everyone's doing the best they
can. With what they are given in the season they are in.
Right.
Trying to just make it, honestly.
Right. And no situation is the same. Like, we're all unique in how we were raised. We're all unique in how many kids we have, their personalities. Like, it's just, there's no two scenarios of parenting that are going to be the same, even within the same household. Like my dynamic with Noah is completely different than my dynamic with Evelyn is completely different than my dynamic with John David.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, and you and Jonathan.
Yeah.
Like he's going to have a different relationship with Evelyn than he does with Noah.
Right.
And same with John David.
Right.
So that's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see a few things, I guess a couple questions we can kind of jump into.
Yeah.
So speaking on, I guess you've kind of already touched on this, but we're going to go. So how important is it to like parent / discipline each child, like to the best, in the best way that they receive it? So like, do you think one size fits all, or do you think each kid is different? So they need to be parented different and disciplined different.
So that's a really good question. I think in the beginning, like first time mom, I was like, you know, when I was pregnant with Evelyn, only had Noah. I was like, yeah, everything's going to be the same. It needs to be equal, fair, because it wouldn't be fair to the first child for the second, you know, subsequent babies, whatever. But then Evelyn came and like the flip the script basically, where it would be – honestly impossible to try to parent or discipline or even treat in the name of fairness. What is fairness anyways? But
right.
It would just be illogical. There's no way like that I could parent any of those three kids that live at 9212 Bradford Place with me the same way, because yeah. one would be good with it, but the other two would be like, what is happening?
Yeah.
They just don't respond the same. And I think that's part of like God in us. We know that God as our Father, He does not treat us one size fits all. You know, mm-hmm. He treats us uniquely, individually. And I think we should reflect that with our children as well, being sensitive to like, this kid is this way, this kid is a little bit more that way, versus the sensitive kid or versus the strong-willed kid, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. Even just at the young ages of my kids, each one of them have to be parented differently.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, Owen and Riggs are kind of the same because you just got to beat them. They don't listen to nothing. but no, Riley, you look at her and she's like a puddle in the floor.
Right, right.
Oliver, you have to tell him 75 times.
Right.
And be stern with him. Owen and Riggs, they have to have like their hand popped because right. they're still young and they don't understand.
Right.
I'm telling you not to do this because I'm keeping you safe because right. I don't want you to get hurt. X, Y, and Z. They right. don't understand.
Right.
So it's like for them, it's just still in that baby phase of like, no, no, whatever. But Riley and Oliver are two totally different people. And we want others to respect us in our differences. So I feel like yes. we should give that same respect to our children. Like yeah. our children deserve respect. They don't not get respect because they're kids.
Right, right.
You know, like they are a human being trying to process their own feelings and emotions themselves.
Right.
And so I feel like it just, a lot of this gets lost because of older generations, like how
yeah.
they parented us or how they were parented. It's right. just kind of like, let's go get on with it. Like, yeah. get over it.
Right.
But I feel like we do have to give that respect to our children. And they will in turn give that to us,
yeah.
I believe. Yeah, I definitely feel the same. Like, each kid is different. They deserve to be parented different, loved different.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's love languages for a reason.
Right, right.
Even our kids have that.
Right.
Riley, you take her on a girl's day.
Right.
She's in heaven. Spend some time with her. She's good.
Right.
Oliver, if you don't buy that man something, he is upset. Like, he wants gifts.
Yeah. So, love it.
They all receive all, you know, all types of emotion, discipline, parenting. All, they receive it all differently.
Right.
And so I think keeping that in mind will take a lot of like stress and expectations off of us right, as parents.
Right.
Just realizing like, okay, I cannot parent all of my kids the same way. That's just, it's not, like you said, it's not how the Lord parents us.
Right.
You know, disciplines us, fathers right. us. So we shouldn't do that as well. Right. They all have their own ways of needing things.
Right. Right. Well, I agree. I did want to ask you a little something from your Facebook post. Cause honestly, I read it like two or three times. I was like, that is intense. The thing that you said about being patient and gentle with people, got it. But then when being patient and gentle with like your kids, little hard.
Yeah.
So I honestly, that got my wheels turning. I was like, why is that? Why is it that way? So why is it that way, Katie? What do you think?
Yeah. So personally for me, I think it's more difficult for me to show my kids patience and gentleness specifically, because I have expectations for them and I have expectations for them that they shouldn't even be meeting at 9 years old or right. 7 years old.
Right.
And so for me, I'm over here with these super high expectations because it's out of fear, because I don't want them to be X, Y, and Z or turn out whatever.
Right.
I want them to, follow the Lord, seek Him, love Him. And so therefore, it is very hard for me to give that patience and gentleness when in my head I'm like, I have these expectations, knowing good and well they can't even meet them.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. Yeah. I still snap quickly. Right. I still get angry. I still yell and scream. And I'm like, why are y'all acting like this?
Right.
I don't understand. And so, personally, I think it's expectations for me.
Right.
I don't know why. I think because my kids really are so good. They're so smart that I just expect more. Yeah. But I also forget, like, they're just kids.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so, I think there is that balance of, they need expectations to be placed on them.
Right.
Of course. But
age appropriate.
Yes. Age appropriate expectations. And ones that they can achieve. Because it's not fair to set them up for failure.
Right.
It's not fair to give them expectations that they cannot achieve or that they have to strain themselves to achieve, honestly. Because I don't want them growing up in their job having these expectations that they have to strain themselves and push and stress when their mental state and livelihood is not worth it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I think just even talking this out kind of reveals a lot to me, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't even know what we were going to say. We're just kind of fleshing this out as we go. And so this is a learning thing for both of us while we sit here and talk this out. But just saying that makes me realize, like, I have set them up for failure a lot.
Yeah.
In what I expect of them.
Right.
I basically expect my 9 and 7 year old to act like young adults.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right.
You know, like, stop running. Don't do this. Act like you know how to act when we're out in public.
Right.
They're kids.
Right. Kids run.
I've literally been alive for 30 years and I'm still figuring this out. And it just blows my mind. Like, they've only been on this earth.
Right.
Not even 10 years.
Right.
That's crazy.
That's mind-blowing.
And I'm over here. And they couldn't even talk for 2 of those years. Right. You know? So, like,
or walk for at least 1.
So, it's for me, I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Why do I think this is okay to parent like this? Why do I think this is okay to act like this?
Right.
So, definitely, it is hard for me because I have expectations. Right. Only because I want the best for them. But in the end, it's probably damaging them to an extent.
Love it.
wanting... So I just feel like the Lord is like showing me this right now. Me wanting the best for them is damaging them. What will help them grow and succeed is me wanting what the Lord wants for them.
Right.
And so honestly, I think that's what it boils down to is me seeking Him, Colby and I together seeking Him on every single thing that the Lord wants for our kids and from our kids.
Right.
Because if I'm sitting here trying to make them turn out a certain way because of what I want, it's going to fail time and time again.
Right, right.
But if I'm seeking the Lord on what He wants them to be and who He wants them to be, He's got His hand over them. Like, it's not going to fail.
Right.
And I think just knowing that, like, it is our responsibility to train them. It says it in the word, train them up how they should live and they will not depart from it.
Right.
So it is our job to train them up, but it is not our responsibility to dictate how they live their life once they are old enough. You know, like, we're only responsible for the time that they are living in our house.
Right.
And so if we're not seeking the Lord for what He wants from us in those times, we're going to think it's crunch time when they're 16, about to, you know, go 17, 18, about to go up to college. And we're like trying to shove all this down their throat.
Right.
You know, we have plenty of time to be able to parent them in a godly way.
Right.
And honestly, I'm trying to shove it down their throats. And right now I'm like, you're 9, you need to know this, you know? And so it's just definitely, like, I think it's great how the Lord just shows us these things for me of, like, I have got to seek Him more on what He wants from them and from me as their mom.
Yeah, that's really good. Honestly, like, you talking, the whole time thing, no time is wasted. Like, I feel like if there's anyone listening right now that maybe feels like they've quote unquote wasted time with their kid, of not training them up in the way that they should go, of not praying over their child, of not, like, you know, being that person that leads their child to Christ, no time is wasted. Even if your child is 20, right, no time is wasted. God can redeem the years we thought we lost in a second. And then the second thing, while you were talking, I was like, you know how when you're out of the water, you can see things a little bit differently or whatever. So like, almost like the way that we, it's like we, what is the word? Not portray, project.
Yeah.
Like project, like what we expect us to be as children to God, we then will project that to our kids. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The expectations that I have of myself, of the type of like person, AKA child of God, that I should be, then translate and project into what I expect of my kids. And so it's like, I always have a funny thing going that like I'm just a Martha, always doing, always going internally and externally. And if I'm being honest, like while I'm sitting here talking with you, it's hitting me like I expect Martha mode from my kids.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so when they're not given that, I'm like, you know, y'all know what you need to be doing. We do this every day, these chores, these responsibilities. Y'all are glued to the TV. And it's like all these things. But at the end of the day, it's really just like a projection almost of like how I expect me to be or how I think I should be. Then I project it on them on how they should be as well or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is not real. Like God is not expecting anything from us as children. He just wants us to just be his kids,
right,
and live in his will.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Like, I think there's a little bit of projection, like there's a correlation between our daughtership and God and then our children and us and what maybe we might expect from them.
That's good. That's really good. Another thing, when you share that about no time wasted, I feel like if you wear the burden of choices your child has made, I feel like you should definitely pray into that and be released of that, because like if someone's listening and feels that way, because it's not you don't wear the burden of the choices your children have made.
Right.
All you're responsible for is guiding them, leading them, praying over them. And from then on, like, it's in the Lord's hands and it's in your children's hands to make those choices.
Right.
So if you feel like I did everything and they still made this decision or this choice or whatever, that's not your burden bear. So I feel like a lot of times us as parents, we beat ourselves up when our kids do, you know, X, Y, and Z. We're like, I taught you better.
Right.
You know better.
Right.
But here we are as parents, also children of God, making same mistakes, sinning every single day.
Right, right.
When we know better.
Right.
And so thank goodness the Lord is so quick to forgive and, you know, discipline us and correct us.
Right.
And so, I just feel like we shouldn't wear the weight of the decisions our children have made.
Right.
Because we are the same, like we do the same as parents.
Right. Right. Even at, like you said, at 34 years old, God is still like, I have been telling you for 10 years.
Right.
The same thing.
Yes.
And I'm over here like, Noah, I told you, you know, 3 days in a row, blah, blah, blah. And then I will hear in the back of my head, God be like, 365 days is what I've been telling you. And then I'm like, okay, I have to have grace and like see Noah as myself. Like we're both in the same boat. We're both doing the best that we can with what we've been given.
Yeah. I wrote this down earlier because it has been true so many times that the Lord uses our kids to refine us, Each and every day.
Each and every day.
There will be things that I will say or do to my kids of like a little of what we've been talking about, but like, I told you to do this. Why are you not listening?
Yeah.
And the Lord's like, yeah, why are you not listening?
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay, first of all. Or even small things of like, I'll be on my phone and Riggs will be like, Mommy, put your phone down and watch me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm the worst mom ever.
Right.
But it's just funny that my biggest challenge is my kids, and the Lord uses that each and every day.
Right.
For my good.
Yeah.
You know, and so obviously we know children are a blessing.
Yes. Like
that in every way. They push us,
yeah.
Which is a blessing.
Yeah.
But also, like, we get to experience that true love, and what the Lord sees in us, we get to see that in our kids.
Yeah.
And so, in every single way, children are such a blessing. And I know that what they say is, like, you know, the days are long, but the years are short.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know that's true. I'm already seeing it happen now.
Yeah.
And I just want, I've really tried the last like month to just really like soak in time with the kids and just focus on them, what they have going on, try to be intentional with them.
Yeah.
And in the way that they need that.
Yeah.
But I did want to share, which I will put these in the notes when I post this, but two verses that we can like speak over our children or pray over them, which I think is super important to pray specific verses over them.
Yeah.
You know, like speaking the Lord's word over our children, over our house, over our family.
Right.
And so the first one is Romans 12:2. And then the second one is Proverbs 2:1-10. And this also is a great opportunity as you're speaking this over them to explain it. Like, what does it mean?
Yeah.
You know, I know even for us as adults, I read the word. I'm like, what does this mean?
Right.
You know?
What is this?
So taking the time to explain that to them, and just kids watch everything we do.
Everything.
Every single thing.
Yeah.
And I've got to remember that even though they do things that make me go insane, like Oliver spelling things he shouldn't with his French fries.
God bless.
The next day we're at church and he's over here worshiping the Lord with everything he's got.
Right.
You know, so it is definitely refreshing seeing the kids grow in the Lord.
Mm, yeah.
Even when they're like acting a fool.
Right.
You know, I'm still over here acting a fool. And
listen.
Then turn around and like, thank you, Lord, for my salvation.
Right.
But it is very encouraging to see that our efforts do not go void. If we are truly seeking the Lord and doing what he asks of us, we will see the fruit of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm already starting to see that with Riley and Oliver. Just them already being like so in tune with the Holy Spirit. Like it's amazing.
I love that. And even like looking for that. Sometimes we get so caught up in all the things of life. You know, life doesn't stop. Things keep moving, work, housework, breakfast, lunch, dinner, kids, this, that. Looking for it, like being attentive in the ways that God is showing up through our children, and seeing like just the simple, like you said, like a simple Oliver at Sunday service with his hands raised, singing his song with all his lungs. We can miss those moments if we're not looking for them. If all we spend time is looking for ways to correct them or ways to help them or fix them or blah, 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 then we'll miss the beauty that's literally right in front of us.
Yeah, that's good. Like I said, we definitely are learning as we go, and I feel like all parents feel that way. But I don't know, just I feel like opening this up to letting people like reach out if you have one advice for us, that would be great.
Please.
But two, like if you have anything you need prayer on with parenting or anything in general, but if you feel like, you know, I'm at my end, like I don't know what to do, Let us know. We want to partner in prayer with you, even if we don't know you. Prayer doesn't only work for your friends, you know.
Right, or people that you know.
Yeah, so let's definitely, we would love to hear from y'all. You can reach out on either one of our Instagrams, Facebook.
Yeah.
Just let us know, what you need prayer for. We definitely want to be praying for you guys throughout the week, for sure. And then also, y'all, please pray for us.
Right. Send help. White flag.
But,
that's really
I think good. Some good takeaways is just lowering reevaluating those expectations we have on our kids.
Tangible expectations.
Yes. Praying over them, speaking scripture over them, and seeking the Lord on what He wants from us and how He wants us to parent, not what we think we should do.
Right. So,
but that's about it for this episode. Not sure what we're going to talk about next week.
Not sure
if we'll have someone on here. Maybe not.
Yeah.
We'll see. But anyways, that's all for this week. See y'all later.
Bye.